California husband and wife David Allen Turpin and Louise Anna Turpin have been held on $9 million bail each, charged with torture and child endangerment. The couple was arrested after police found their 13 children allegedly held captive at their home, with some shackled to their beds with chains and padlocks. Police made the discovery when a 17-year-old girl escaped through a window and called 911. The biggest question is why the children were held captive at all. Information Police Captain Greg Fellows wasn't able to provide.
I wish I could come to you today with information that would explain why this happened. But we do need to acknowledge the courage of the young girl who escaped from that residence to bring attention so they could get the help that they so needed. As I indicated earlier, we're working with Child Protective Services, Adult Protective Services, and medical professionals to ensure that the victims get the help that they need.
Police reports say the girl was so malnourished she appeared more like a 10-year-old. They found the children in what were described as dark and foul-smelling surroundings. Some were in such poor physical condition, officers were shocked to discover that seven were actually adults, aged between 18 and 29. Captain Fellows described the conditions as torture.
Well, again, I can't get into the specifics of that, but if you can imagine being 17 years old and appearing to be a 10-year-old, being chained to a bed, being malnourished and injuries associated with that, I would call that torture.
Captain Fellows says the mother, Louise Turpin, appeared perplexed when police arrived at the house. All 13 siblings are now being treated in hospital, and despite their obvious malnourishment, Corona Regional Medical Center CEO Mark Uffer says they are now safe.
At this point, I think they're stable and safe, and we want to respect their privacy. They've gone through a very traumatic ordeal. I can tell you that they're very friendly, they're very cooperative, and I believe that they're hopeful that life will get better for them after this event.
Neighbours of the family, who live just over 100 kilometres east of Los Angeles, were in shock. They said the Turpins and the children rarely emerged from their home. Kimberly Milligan says she once said hello to the children as they put up a Christmas nativity scene and was met with silent shock. She also says the parents were quiet.
They didn't speak. They kept to themselves. They were, like I said, the kids were invisible. The kids were, and the only time I saw the kids, besides the Christmas incident, the kids were just coming out of the car, going into the house. That was it. So it was never, I never saw the kids by themselves. The parents were close around. But I believe that they, even though I thought they were kids because they physically looked like preteens, I don't believe they were. I think these were the 20-year-olds.
Neither law enforcement nor Child Protective Services had been called to the home in the past. The grandparents said their grandchildren were homeschooled, although they said they hadn't seen the family for 4 or 5 years. Mr. Turpin is listed as the principal of Sandcastle Day School, a private school opened in March 2011 and operated out of their home address. The family has had past financial trouble too. Mr. Turpin has twice been declared bankrupt. Matt Kinnellan, SBS News.